Barbados records another road fatality, this time a PSV conductor. The Barbados Labour Party and their candidates have paid their deposits into Treasury, claiming they're red and ready. And tributes continue to flow for Maestric Oliver Thomas, who died suddenly yesterday. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Friends and family flocked to Fitzvillage, St. James, this morning as word spread of Barbados' latest road fatality. Donika Griffith, conducting a public service vehicle at the time, died on the scene. Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite spoke to members of the media on the scene and provided details from the initial investigation.
Our manifesto is ready for this constituency.
We'll get back to Inspector Brathwaite. In the meantime, his twin sister, Daniel Griffith, revealed she was about to mark birthday celebrations with her brother, Donico, on January 31st and reiterated he was not a long-time PSV worker as he had only begun to work last week.
I was at work and my cousin called. She asked me if I heard. I said no. I asked what happened. She said, I hear your brother dead. I said, you know, just she ain't call, she back. So I called a friend of his named Skinny, and I heard him crying, so I know. That was my answer, honestly. But he's not a van man. He's not none of them fellas that you could think about. He's a very good boy. He stick to himself. He got very few friends. And that van only come back out last week, Friday. And he was home for a very long time. He was not working. And the thing is, my birthday is on 31st of January. That's the hurtful part. Up to yesterday, he posts on his phone what to do for his birthday, and I said on the chat, I tell him, Rambo, how you born? And he said, you go first. And I just sent an emoji as the skinny emoji, and that was it.
That's Daniel Griffith, twin sister of this morning's road fatality victim, speaking at the scene. Also speaking was Inspector Ryan Brathwaite.
Control room received a call from a female about 9:15 a.m. That female stated that there was an accident along Fitzvillage Road. This is in St. James, and it involved a public service vehicle and a pedestrian. Police responded to the area, and on arrival, they saw the lifeless body of a male along the roadway. Our initial investigations have shown that a public service vehicle was traveling from Bishtown to Spikestown when a person who was on board that vehicle collided with a pole along the left side of the road whilst that vehicle was in motion. That person succumbed to injuries at the scene. A medical doctor visited the scene and pronounced death. Now we are continuing investigations into this matter, and we're appealing to anyone who may have been in the area at the time and witnessed this collision to please contact the Whole Town Police Station at 419-1700.
That's Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Scores of supporters dressed in red gathered outside the Treasury at the NHC building on Country Road as all 30 Barbados Labour Party candidates paid their $250 nomination deposits ahead of the February 11 general election. Speaking to the media after the deposits were submitted, BLP campaign manager Dr. Jerome Walcott said the party has done the work and is fully prepared to campaign, represent the people and defend its record.
We've kept the vast majority of our promises that we made to Barbados back in 2018. We've had some difficulties, I think you would appreciate that. We've had ELSA, we've had the hurricanes, we've had COVID. And we recognize now in the global situation that there are issues. And this is a time when this country needs strong leadership, leadership that is committed, leadership that is familiar with the issues, and this is not time to take chances. So we are indeed ready. We are going to be rolling out our campaign in the next few days. This week, we will be focusing on meeting certain deadlines that are required by the Electoral and Boundaries Commission. And thereafter, you will hear us defending our record, our proud record, and giving you further on the exciting plans we have for Barbados.
That's BLP campaign manager Dr. Jerome Walcott. Meantime, a recommitment to morals and the values of the church. This is what political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne, wants to see across Barbados. Again, pointing to a decay of morals under the BLP, Thorne was much emulate from the life of Barbados' father of independence, the late Errol Walton Barrow, as he remembered him.
A life of service, integrity and patriotism. And there's a sense in which, right, excellent Errol Walton Barrow set the tone for this country by his personal life and by his politics. Indeed, his personal life was his politics, and his politics became his personal life. As we move away from faith-based organizations and from the church, we lose much of who we are. All of us here, this generation, certainly my generation, you did not become an adult unless you were a member of those three institutions, the church, school, and the family.
DLP political leader Ralph Thorne in the Lunchtime Edition. Attorney General Dale Marshall says regional collaboration is critical to reforming criminal justice systems across the Caribbean as Barbados moves to strengthen its framework for witness protection and anti-gang legislation. He noted that Barbados has already benefited from regional engagement, pointing to the introduction of plea bargaining legislation and judge-only trials as direct outcomes of previous discussions. Mr. Marshall was speaking this morning at the opening of the two-day Pace Justice Second Attorney General's Roundtable at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
And I believe sincerely that we are seeing significant progress. I speak on behalf of Barbados. We've benefited greatly from the input of gatherings such as this. Last year, we talked about plea bargain legislation. Barbados now has plea bargain legislation. We also spoke about judge-alone trials. Barbados now has. We haven't had that many judge-alone trials. So this occasion, we will be looking at witness protection. We'll be looking at gang legislation, both of which are hot-button issues for Barbados. And therefore, I really, really look forward to our engagement over the next 2 days, especially in the area of witness protection.
Mr. Marshall said Caribbean states are grappling with shared criminal justice issues and stressed that collaboration is essential to driving real reform.
All of the Caribbean region is faced with criminal justice challenges. Those challenges are common across all of our countries. For too many years, we have approached our challenges in an insular and siloed way. We really ought to be pooling our efforts, whether those efforts are in terms of intellect, in terms of processes, in terms of institutions, to find solutions. We don't each need to reinvent the wheel. All of these things help to move us in the direction that we need to be in order to truly reform our criminal justice systems.
That's Attorney General Dale Marshall. Tributes continue to pour in for Maddistrict Oliver Thomas, who died suddenly yesterday. The 39-year-old, who was only recently appointed to the bench, passed away following a sudden acute illness. Chief Maddistrict Ian Weeks, who is currently on holiday, reflected on his engagement with Thomas. Meanwhile, Acting Chief Maddistrict Deidre McKenna told Starcom Network News that Maddistrict Thomas was a true treasure to the judiciary.
Oliver was a valued colleague, even though he may have only been with us for a mere 3 weeks as a magistrate. Many of us knew him as a prosecutor with the DPP's office, so we would have had a lot of time interacting with him on many occasions, and he will be deeply missed. Our hearts are saddened by his loss.
That's Acting Magistrate Deidre McKenna. Our top stories. Barbados records another road fatality, this time a PSV conductor, Donika Griffith, unfortunately perishing. The Barbados Labour Party candidates have paid their deposits into Treasury, claiming that they are red and ready. Tributes continue to flow for Maddistrict Oliver Thomas, who died yesterday suddenly. Acting Chief Maddistrict Deidre McKenna among those leading the tributes. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network news channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.